那今天我们思考这个题目呢，就是立约之爱。
Today we're going to talk about a topic, covenant love.
教会是一个立约的群体。
The church is an organization that has a covenant.
我们这一群人呢，是与上帝立约的人。
The group of people here is a group that has a covenant with God.
我们这一群人彼此的关系呢，也是有一种立约的关系在。
And the relationship among ourselves also has a covenant.
那约这个观念呢，是不大常听到的。
This concept of covenant is not something that is commonly talked about.
又很容易被人误解的一种的观念。
It's also easy to misunderstand.
我们都很熟悉一种叫做合同啊、定协议啊、合约这种的观念。
We are familiar with the concept of a contract or an agreement.
但是呢，这个观念呢，又跟圣经里所讲的这个约是不同的。
But yet it is different from this concept of covenant in the Bible.
我们都知道说教会是神的家。
We all know that the church is God's family.
教会是基督的身体。
It is Christ's body.
是耶稣的心腹。
Is the bride of Christ.
是属神的子民。
God's people.
但是我们很少会注意到说原来教会这一群人还是一个立约的群体。
But yet we seldom realize that the church is this covenant organization.
约这个字呢在新约圣经里面一共出现过31次。
The word covenant has appeared 31 times in the New Testament.
这个字呢也可以翻译成圣约。
It's like a holy covenant.
教会作为一个立约的群体呢，有两方面的含义。
There are two layers of meaning when we talk about covenant.
第一个是讲到我们跟神的关系。
First is talk about our relationship with God.
神与这一群人立约。
God set up a covenant with this group of people.
我们借着相信、接受和顺从，也进入到这个与神立约的关系当中。
Through belief and obeying, we enter into this relationship covenant.
这是第一层的含义。
This is the first layer of meaning.
第二层的含义是说我们彼此的关系。
The second layer of meaning is talk about our mutual relationship.
这一群人不是因为有共同的背景、共同的语言、共同的这个成长环境而结合在一起的。
This group of people gather together not because they have common language, common culture, common inheritance.
这一群人之所以独特，之所以能够在世上能够成为神的光和盐。
The fact that this group of people can become salt and light in the world
是因为他们彼此之间这种的关系的本质是建立在那个立约的基础上。
It's because their relationship is set up upon this covenant.
当我们真正明白这个约的概念的时候
When we truly understand this concept of covenant
真正的明白教会的弟兄姐妹跟神跟人之间这种立约的关系之后
When we understand this relationship with God and with man
会影响我们彼此对待的方式。
It will influence and change how we treat one another.
所以今天呢，我们就是借着一个圣经里的故事，我们一起来思考到底什么是约。
So today, through a story in the Bible, we're going to think about this meaning of covenant.
到底人与神、人与人立约的那个本质是什么？
What is the true nature of a covenant between man and man and man and God?
那这个故事呢，就是约拿单和大卫的故事。
This is a story about Jonathan and David.
那这个故事的背景应该是这样的。
The background of the story is,
在以色列的历史上一共有三个君王。
There are three kings in the history of Israel.
第一个是扫罗。
First is Saul.
第二个是大卫。
Second David.
第三个呢就是所罗门。
Third Solomon.
那所罗门之后这个国家就分裂了。
After Solomon, the country was divided.
变成北边的以色列国。
A northern Israel kingdom,
南边的犹大国
southern Judah kingdom.
所以在以色列的历史上，联合的国家当中只有这三个王。
So there were only three kings in that United Kingdom of Israel.
那今天这个故事里讲到这个约拿单呢，就是第一个王扫罗的儿子。
So Jonathan was the first king Saul's son.
也就是当时的王子哦。
He was a prince at that time.
自然的接续扫罗哈，应该能够做王的那一位。
He was the natural heir to the throne.
而这个时候呢，大卫并不像今天哈，我们讲到大卫的时候，就是以色列历史上非常有成就、非常这个尊荣的一个君王。
At that time of the story, David was not that glorious king that we know about.
他还是一个牧羊童而已。
He was a shepherd boy.
所以大家就知道这个时候约拿丹的地位是远远高过大卫的地位的。
So at that time the status of Jonathan was far higher than David's.
这是记载在撒母耳记的第十八章。
It was in 1 Samuel 18.
那前面一章呢是刚刚记载说大卫靠着神的同在打败了那个巨人哥利亚。
So the previous chapter recorded how David defeated Goliath with the power of God.
那回来之后
When he came back,
这里讲说这个大卫回答了扫罗王的话之后呢约拿丹看到大卫心中就爱他。
It talks about after David was finished responding to Saul, then it was talking about Jonathan loved David.
约拿丹爱大卫如同爱自己的性命就与他结盟。
So we talked about that Jonathan made a covenant with David and he loved him as himself.
那这个结盟的意思就是立约。
So this is talking about a covenant.
所以英文这个 covenant, 这个约这个字呢就在这里出现了。
So that word covenant appeared here.
那我们就知道说约拿丹与大卫结盟的那个最根本的动机是因为约拿丹爱大卫。
So we know that the basic motivation for the covenant was because Jonathan loved David.
这是让我们看到说约这个词的它的出发点是从爱出发的。
So you see that the starting point of the covenant is from love.
而且这一段里面这个约拿丹爱大卫如同爱自己性命这个词呢出现了两次。
And then also this time the word appeared twice.
第一次是在第一节。
First in verse 1.
大卫对扫罗说完了话约拿丹的心与大卫的心深相契合。约拿丹爱大卫如同爱自己的心。
In verse 1, after David had finished talking to Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself.
这里我们就看到说，约拿丹与大卫立约，他不是出于利益。
So you can see that they set up a covenant not because of mutual interest.
不是利益的一种的交换。
It's not some kind of mutual benefit.
恰恰相反。
But actually, it's opposite.
约拿丹要与大卫立约。
Jonathan wants to set up a covenant with David.
大卫啊，约拿丹要有他的付出和牺牲的。
There are things that he has to pay from a Jonathan's point of view.
因为这里讲说约拿丹与大卫立约。
Because it's talk about that Jonathan set up this covenant with David.
没有讲说大卫要与约拿丹立约。
It didn't say that David wanted to set up a covenant with Jonathan.
因为这个时候约拿丹好像拥有啊一切。
Because at that time, it seems that Jonathan owned everything.
王子的身份
Status of a prince.
未来成为这个君王的可能性
Future king's possibility.
整个以色列人当中只有两把刀铁的
And in the entire tribe of Israel, there are only
两把 武器 用铁做的
Two swords that are made of iron.
一把是在这个扫罗那里
One belonged to Saul.
一把是在约拿丹这里
One belonged to Jonathan.
所以约拿丹是在一个优越的地位上。
So he was at this excellent position himself.
他跟大卫立约是为了要祝福大卫。
When he set up a covenant with David, he was to bless David.
他的动机不是要从大卫那里得什么好处。
He was not trying to get anything out of David.
这是约的本质。
That is the nature of a covenant.
刚才这个我们的司会哈给我们带出一个希伯来文的这个字叫 hesed。
Earlier our MC told us about this Hebrew word hesed。
那这个词呢，真的是用英文和中文都没有办法很准确的翻译出来。
Actually, it's really hard to translate into either Chinese or English。
就像这个希腊文中的 agape 一样。
It's kind of like the Greek word agape。
在其他的语言文字当中，没有一种对应的词来准确的翻译。
There are no exact corresponding word in any other language。
那这种 hesed 这种观念就是来描述这种立约的一种的爱。
So hesed was trying to describe this love of a covenant.
出于爱而给出的一种的承诺。
Through love or starting from love to give a promise.
为了表达对对方的一种爱一种的施恩他做出了一种的承诺这叫 hesed.
To express that grace that comes out of love and that's called hesed.
所以立约让我们看到第一件事情啊。是出于这种不改变持续无条件的一种爱而产生的一种的行动。
So we see that the first meaning of that covenant is that unconditional love.
怎么知道约拿丹爱大卫呢？
How do we know that Jonathan loved David?
他与他结盟立约有什么证据呢？
What kind of evidence do we have about that covenant?
第四节说，约拿单从身上脱下外袍给了大卫，又将战衣、刀弓、腰带都给了他。
In verse 4 it says that Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow and his belt.
外袍代表这个王子的身份。
The robe represents the status of a prince.
他的战衣、他的刀、他的弓是他征战必须有的最宝贵的东西。
And the tunic and the sword and the bow really represent the most important things that has to go into battle.
所以从这个动作你就知道说约拿单爱大卫真是如同爱自己的性命一样。
So you can see that Jonathan indeed loved David as himself.
他一心想做的就是把他最好的东西呢赐福给大卫，让大卫蒙恩。
So he was thinking that he can give the best of what he has to David so that David will be blessed.
这是约拿单与大卫立约的这个开始。
So this is the beginning of his covenant with David.
那他们立约的内容是什么呢？
What is the content of the covenant?
这一段呢是记载在撒母耳记上的20章12到16节。
And 1 Samuel 20 verse 12.
虽然约拿单爱大卫，
Even though Jonathan loved David,
但是约拿单的父亲扫罗出于嫉妒的缘故呢是要除掉大卫。
But yet, because of jealousy, Jonathan's father Saul wants to remove or eliminate David.
反复的找机会要杀死大卫。
Repeatedly looking for opportunities to kill David.
一开始他试着用枪直接投到大卫身上要杀死他。
Initially, he tried to kind of just throw a spear at him to kill him.
这个不成功之后，他要把大卫派到这个最危险的征战的战场上，试图借着敌人的手除掉大卫。
And then when that was not successful, he tried to send him to the most dangerous battlefield so that the enemies can eliminate him.
但是这些因为神与大卫的同在都没有成功。
But all those were unsuccessful because God was with David.
所以这个时候约拿单就处在一个非常 awkward, 非常难堪的一种的地位上。
So then that put Jonathan into a very awkward situation.
一边是他的父亲。
On one side is his father.
一边是他所爱的大卫。
And the other side is the person he loved, David.
所以到撒母耳记上第二十章的时候就记载了约拿单与大卫的一段对话。
And so in 1 Samuel 20, it talked about this conversation between Jonathan and David.
12节约拿单对大卫说，愿耶和华以色列的神为证，明日约在这时或第三日，我探我父亲的意思，若向你有好意，我岂不打发人告诉你吗？
Then Jonathan said to David, By the Lord, the God of Israel, I will surely sound out my father by this time today after tomorrow.
13节说，我父若有意害你，我不告诉你，使你平平安的走，愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
If his favor disposed towards you, will not send you word and let you know, but then if my father is inclined to harm you, may the Lord deal with me.Ever so severely, if I do not let you know and send you away safely.
愿耶和华与你同在，如同从前与我父亲同在一样。
May the Lord be with you, as he has been with my father.
这是约拿单与大卫立约的第一方面的内容。
This is one side, the content of the covenant between the two of them.
简单来讲，就是约拿单要祝福大卫。
Simply put,So Jonathan wants to bless David.
哪怕是因为他自己的亲生父亲要除掉大卫。
Even though his own father wanted to eliminate him.
他也要尽他的可能帮助大卫逃离这场的患难。
He's going to try his best to help David escape.
如果他知道父亲真的要杀大卫的话，他会提前告诉大卫，让他有机会逃走。
If he really knew that his father is going to kill David, he was going to send him word in advance so that David can escape.
而且他愿意大卫蒙福，就像他父亲从前在蒙神拣选还没有离弃他做以色列王的时候，那个时候同在的那种蒙福的状态一样。
And he wanted David to be blessed just like his father was blessed before he deserted God.
这是盟约跟我们现在所讲的这种合同啊签协议不同的地方。
And that's how covenant is different from what we know as contracts.
之所以约拿单要与大卫立约，是要让大卫蒙恩。
Just like Jonathan wants that the covenant with David so that David can be blessed.
今天我们讲的合同通常是出于自己的利益，要保护自己的好处，不受伤害而签立的一种的协议。
But today when we talk about a contract, it's really to protect our own interests so that we would not be harmed.
但是在立约的关系当中，人所想的是对方的好处。
But yet when we talk about covenant, we're talking about the other person's benefits.
不是自己的利益。
Not about our own benefits.
好，这个立约的第二部分的内容在第十四节开始。他对大卫讲说，约拿单对大卫说，你要照耶和华的慈爱恩待我。
And then the second part of the covenant is in verse 14 that you're going to treat me according to God's kindness.
不但我活着的时候免我死亡，就是我死后，耶和华从地上除灭你仇敌的时候，你也永不可向我家绝了恩惠。
So that not only that the Lord, as long as I live, so that I may not be killed, and do not even cut off your kindness from my family.
十六节。于是约拿单对大卫家结盟说，愿耶和华借大卫的仇敌追讨被约的罪。
So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David saying, may the Lord call David's enemy to account.
所以约拿单信守他的承诺。
So Jonathan followed his promise,
照着他所承诺的去做。
And follow what he promised David.
所以过了几天，当他真的发觉父亲真的要杀死大卫的时候呢，他就跑到大卫躲藏的地方，告诉大卫当下一步如何去行。
And a few days later, when he found out that his father was intending to kill David, so he went to the hiding place of David and told him.
但是不久之后
，And then not long after,
约拿单和大卫都在战场上被战死了。
Both Saul and Jonathan died on the battlefield.
但是约拿单与大卫的这个盟约这个故事呢，没有到此结束。
But yet the story of the covenant between the two of them didn't end there.
所以后面圣经的记载主要是让我们看到说，大卫如何在这个盟约的这个关系当中持守住他所承诺的那一部分。
The Bible continues to describe how David continues to follow the covenant.
就是照着约拿单所期待的，照着耶和华的慈爱，不仅是恩待约拿单，即使约拿单死了。也要恩待他的后代。
So that not only does he honor Jonathan, even though Jonathan had died, he will continue to honor the covenant for Jonathan's descendants.
大卫是怎么来持守住他的承诺的呢？
How did David continue to uphold his promise?
这是在撒母耳记下第九章记载的这个故事的继续。
It's in 2 Samuel chapter 9.
他就问说，大卫问说，扫罗家还有剩下的人没有？我要因耶和华的要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。
David asked, "Is there anyone still left in the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?"
那约拿单和扫罗战死之后
，After Jonathan and Saul died,
约拿单还有一个儿子叫米非波设存留下来。
There was still a son of Jonathan called Shiblah.
但是这个米非波设在这个逃亡的时候呢，不小心摔断了两个腿啊，所以他是瘸子。
But because when he fell when he was escaping, he actually hurt both legs, so he became lame.
这是记载在撒母耳记下第四章的经文。
It was recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 4.
扫罗的儿子约拿单有一个儿子名叫米非波设。
Jonathan has a son, Mephibosheth.
是瘸腿的。
He was lame.
扫罗和约拿单死亡的消息从耶斯列传到的时候，他才五岁。
He was only 5 when that news came to him.
他乳母抱着他逃跑，因为跑得太急，孩子掉在地上，腿就瘸了。
And his nanny was taking him and escaping because she ran too fast and they fell and he became lame.
所以这个孩子米非波设五岁的时候腿就瘸了。
So when he was 5, he became lame.
为什么他腿会瘸？
Why was he lame?
因为乳母带着他匆忙的逃跑。
Because the nurse was hurriedly taking him to escape.
那我们就要问，为什么他乳母这么害怕？
Why was she so afraid?
为什么听到约拿单和扫罗战死之后，他就赶紧要逃跑
？Why was she escaping so quickly when they heard the news of Saul and Jonathan's death?
因为照人的通常的眼光来看
Because according to men's common perspective,
扫罗如此的逼迫大卫,
that Saul was persecuting David.
扫罗一次两次的想杀大卫,
that he repeatedly tried to kill David.
大卫一定会找机会会报复扫罗和扫罗的家人。
That David was surely going to revenge.
扫罗还存活的时候大卫可能不敢动手。
When Saul was still alive, David probably would not dare.
但如今扫罗已经死了。
But now Saul is dead.
大卫的机会来了。
The opportunity for David comes.
他会向他的家人去报这个追杀他的那个仇恨。
He's probably going to take revenge on Saul's family.
这是为什么乳母匆忙的要逃跑。
And that was why the nurse hurriedly escaped.
但是他不知道啊，大卫给扫约拿单的后代，因着他与约拿单立约的缘故，有那种爱的关系的存留。
But she didn't realize that was this covenant between between Jonathan and David, and David is going to treat Jonathan's descendant kindly.
我们也常常用这样的心会揣摩神对我们的态度。
Oftentimes we use the same kind of attitude to guess God.
我们常常会觉得说自己不够好。
We often feel that we're not good enough.
自己做的不够。
We don't do enough.
啊，该读的圣经没有读。
We didn't read the Bible that we should read.
该背的圣经没有背好。
Didn't memorize the verses well.
上帝是不是一定会向我存一种的怨恨的心态呢？
Is God going to harbor some ill feelings towards me?
上帝对我们的爱会不会打折扣呢？
Does God give a discount for His love?
Yeah. 但是我们当我明白哈那个约的观念的时候，
But when we understand the concept of a covenant,
神一旦爱我们，
When God loves us.
不是因为我们的好
not because we are good.
不是因为我们做到什么
not because we did something.
不是说我们自己的努力可以达到他的要求才爱我们的
not because we reach some kind of goalpost and then he loves us.
是因为他因着立约出于他的本性那个爱是不改变的
because of his nature, because his covenant and love is unchanging.
想想这个米非波设蛮可怜的
we actually think that it's quite pitiful to think about this Mephibosheth.
五岁的时候腿就瘸了
He became lame when he was five.
可能在他成长的过程当中，他心里一直存在这样一种的惧怕。
Maybe he harbored this fear in him ever since he grows up.
一直心里惴惴不安的想说，大卫当他得势做王之后会怎样对待他
？Maybe thinking how David would treat him when he became king.
然而大卫是怎样对待他的呢
？Now how did David treat him？
我们刚才看了哈，这个第九章的时候，大卫就在问说。扫罗家还有没有人存留下来？我要因耶拿单的缘故向他施恩。
And we already read that early in chapter 9, David asks, "Is there still anyone left in the house of Saul for whom I can show kindness to?"
扫罗家有一个仆人。
There is a servant in Saul's household.
名叫洗巴，在第二节讲。
His name is Siba.
有人就叫他来见大卫王，问他说：“你是洗巴吗？”
And then they came to the king, and king asked him, "Are you Siba?"
回答说，仆人是。
Your servant, he replied.
王说，扫罗家还有人没有？我要照神的慈爱恩待他。
The king asked, "Is there no one still left the house of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness?"
大卫定义要照着他与约拿单的立约，向约拿单的后代施恩。
David chose to honor his promise to Jonathan to show kindness to his descendants.
不是因为。米非波设的好
It's not because Mephibosheth was good
不是因为他有多聪明
It's not because he was very clever and wise
不是因为他多能干
It's not because he was very capable
或者因为他多富有有多少的财富
Or because he was wealthy
只是因为他是约拿单的儿子
Only because he was a descendant of Jonathan
大卫就因着这种立约的关系要向他施恩
And because of the covenant David decided to show kindness to him
这正是我们今天在神的面前所站的地位。
And that is the same position that we are in front of God.
当我们信了耶稣之后
，After we receive Christ，
当我们受洗归入到基督里面之后
，When we are baptized into Jesus，
上帝从上面看下来的时候
，When God sees from above，
看的不再是我了
，They don't see me no longer。
上帝从上面看下来的时候，看见的是在我们上面，在我们外面的这位耶稣基督。
All God sees is the Christ on us。
大卫因着约拿单的缘故向他的后裔施恩
Because of Jonathan's sake, David showed kindness to his descendants.
不管约拿单的后裔这个米非波设是瘸腿的也好，
It doesn't matter whether he was lame or not.
贫穷的也好，
Poor or not.
别人都看不起的也好，
Or maybe people won't look down on.
大卫要爱他，
But David will still love him.
今天我们在神的面前也是这样。
Today we are like that in front of God.
因着耶稣基督的缘故。
Because of the sake of Jesus Christ.
我们在神的面前可以蒙受神的一切的恩典。
We can receive all kinds of blessings from God.
洗巴对王说，还有约拿单的一个儿子是瘸腿的。
Ziba answered the king, there is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in both legs.
王说他在哪里？
Where is he? The king asked.
洗巴对王说，他在罗底巴巴亚米里的儿子马吉家里。
Ziba answered, he is at the house of Machir, son of Ammiel in Lo Debar.
于是大卫王打发人去。
So David, King David sent him.
从罗底巴亚米利的儿子马吉家里招了他来。
From Lo Debar, from the house of Machir, son of Ammiel.
扫罗的孙子约拿单的儿子米非波设来见大卫，伏地叩拜。
When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down and paid him honor.
大卫说米非波设。
David said, Mephibosheth.
米非波设说仆人在此。大卫说你不要惧怕。
Your servant, he replied. Don't be afraid, David said to him.
大卫对米非波设讲第一句话说你不要惧怕。
The first sentence David said to Mephibosheth is, do not be afraid.
显然大卫看出来米非波设很害怕。
So obviously, David saw that Mephibosheth was very afraid.
他可能从五岁开始渐渐懂事的时候，他心中就存着这种的惧怕。
Ever since he was five, he probably harbored that fear in him.
不仅惧怕，可能心里一直在怨恨大卫。
Not only because of the fear, he's also have that hatred maybe towards David.
当有人说，哦，大卫叫你去的时候，他心中一定充满了各种各样的思绪。
When people told him that you're not going to meet King David, he probably have all kinds of emotions in him.
但大卫对他讲的第一句话说，不要惧怕。
The first sentence David said to him, do not be afraid.
当我们来到上帝面前的时候，
When we come before God,
但愿神帮助我们除去心中一切这种的担心和惧怕。
May God remove all kinds of fear in us.
上帝之所以恩待我们，
That God can treat us kindly,
洗净饶恕我们一切的罪，
cleanse all of our sins.
不是因为我们的好处，
Not because of any goodness in us.
完全是因为他自己的恩典，
It's all because of his grace and mercy.
是我们不配得的，
Not something we deserve.
上帝的爱是出于他的本性，
His love comes from his own nature.
也是因为主耶稣基督的缘故，
And also because of Christ Jesus.
感谢主，我们今天能够在神的面前蒙受这样的恩典。
Praise God that we can receive such grace today.
神定义要恩待怜悯我们这些人。
God chose to bless us.
主的恩典是格外丰富的。
God's grace is abundant.
不仅不定我们的罪。
Not only did not count us as sinful.
洗净我们一切的罪恶。
He cleansed of all our sins.
而且还把更多的恩典加给我们。
He heaped upon us more mercy and grace to us.
让我们成为他家里的人。
So that we become his family.
让我们有这样的恩典可以成为上帝的儿女。
That we become his children.
而且把得救的智慧加给我们。
And also to add to us the wisdom of salvation.
让我们能够明白神从永远到永远的旨意。
So that we can understand his plan from eternity to eternity.
不仅如此，而且把一个重要的责任加给我们。
And not only that, but also add to us this important responsibility.
让我们在地上可以成为他的光和盐的出口。
So that we become his salt and light on earth.
这就好比什么呢？
What is it like?
神的恩典像什么呢？
What is God's grace like?
就好像有人偷了主人的东西。
It's like somebody who stole from his master.
这个主人没有，不仅没有抓住他，把他送给这个警察定他的罪。
It's like he did not only not catch him and send him to the police,
免除他一切的过犯。
But yet he forgave all of our sins.
不仅如此，还把他领回家来。
But not only that, we take him back to his home.
把这个偷过他东西的人领到家里，让他成为主人的养子。
So that he will become this adopted son in the family.
不仅成为，让他成为他的养子。
Not only become an adopted son,
而且这个主人呢，让这个养子成为他后嗣中的一个。
that he will become his, one of his descendants.
要承担他的产业。
And to inherit all his, all he owns.
把他自己的产业交给这个孩子来经营来管理。
So that we'll give all the properties that he owns to the son.
这是何等不可思议的一件事情。
How unimaginable.
但这正是我们在神面前蒙恩的状况。
And that is exactly how we receive grace in front of God.
大卫接着对这个米非波设这样讲。
David said to Mephibosheth,
第七节的后半部讲说，我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你。
Because of your, I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather.
将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归还你，你也可以常与我同席吃饭。
And I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and you will always eat at my table.
米非波设又叩拜说，仆人算什么？不过如死狗一般，竟蒙王这样眷顾。
Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?"
王又招了扫罗的仆人洗巴来，对他说，我已将属扫罗和他一切的家产都赐给你主人的儿子了。
When the king summoned Seba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family."
你和你的众子仆人要为你主人的儿子米非波设耕种田地，把所产的拿来供他食用，他却要常与我同席吃饭。
You and your sons and your servants are to farm the land for him and bring in the crops so that your master's grandson may be provided for and Mephibosheth, grandson of your master, will always eat at my table.
洗巴有十五个儿子，二十个仆人。
Now Seba had 15 sons and 20 servants.
洗巴对王说，凡我主我王吩咐仆人的，仆人都必。
Then Seba said to the king, your servant will do whatever my lord the king commands his servant to do.
王又说，米非波设必要与我同席吃饭，如王的儿子一样。
So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons.
圣经仔仔细细地把这一段故事记载在这里。
The Bible has recorded these events very detailedly.
是让我们看见一个整个的人与人立约的，照着神的方式立约的那一种样式。
So that we can see how man and man set up a covenant with his life.
一个一无所有的米非波设。
The one that owns nothing, like Mephibosheth.
一个贫穷瘸腿的，好像没有什么盼望的一个人。
A seemingly hopeless and poor person.
因着大卫和约拿单之间的立约的缘故。
Because of a covenant between David and Jonathan.
成为了这样一个如同王子一样的尊贵的人。
To become one like a prince.
这就是在讲述救恩的故事。
And this is talking about the story of salvation.
通过这个故事我们可以看到约的三个特点。
So through the story we can see three characteristics of a covenant.
第一个，约的出发点是出于爱。
First, the starting point is love.
第二个，因着爱的缘故，立约的这一方呢，主动的向对方施爱。
And because of love, then the first one party would take the initiative to give grace to the other side.
他之所以立这个约与他结盟，就是要把他最好的拿出来赐福对方。
And through this covenant, they're going to give up the best to the other side.
第三个特点很重要哈，立约的这一方宁可自己吃亏，也不反悔。
And the third characteristic is very important that even though you may lose something in the process, that you will never regret.
这是诗篇十五篇给我们讲的一个道理。
And this is Psalm 15.
这里讲说，他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。
Who despises a vile person but honor those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts.
英文翻译的很好哈，中文翻译说自己吃亏，英文把它翻译成说自己受伤。
And in English it's translated into even when it hurts, he will keep an oath.
你爱对方爱到一个地步，哪怕自己吃亏，自己受伤害，自己心中受痛苦，你也愿意持续的去爱对方。
That you would continue to love the other side, even though it hurts you, and you are losing something on your side.
这是 hesed.
And that's hesed.
这是立约之爱。
And that is the love of a covenant.
这是上帝对人爱的那种样式的彰显。
And that is how it exemplifies God's love towards mankind.
所以你比较一下哈，这个约圣约与我们所讲这个协议合同之间有很大的不同。
So when you compare between a covenant and a contract, there are a lot of differences.
立约是出于爱。
Well, covenant is starting from love.
但是我们签合同的时候常常是出于利益。
But oftentimes when we sign a contract, it's because of our own benefit.
老板要跟雇员签一个工作的合约。
A boss may sign a contract with an employee.
老板有他自己要的东西。
There are things that a boss wants.
啊，需要这个雇员的时间，他的才干，啊，他的付出。
To need the talent and time of an employee.
那这个雇员呢，有他自己的利益的诉求。
And then the employee has his own demands.
第二个，利益的时候呢，这是主动的向对方施恩，想的是别人的好处，对方的好处。
And a covenant is to take our own initiative to give grace to the other side.
但是一般签合同的时候呢，我们都是尽量的要保护自己的利益。
But when we sign a contract, we're trying to protect our own interest.
要争取自己的好处不受伤害。
So that we can negotiate that our own interest will not be harmed.
立约是宁可自己吃亏也不反悔。
And for covenant is even though when it hurts that we will not regret.
他定义爱对方，哪怕遇到难处，哪怕遇到的不是一个好的一个回馈，他也持续的持守他的承诺，继续的爱下去。
Even though when we encounter difficulties, we'll continue to hold up our promise to love the other side.
但合约常常是，当有一方违约的时候，他就会受到惩罚。
So oftentimes when we violate a contract, then one side will be punished.
或者是其中有一方违约的话，这个约就作废了，这个合同就作废了。
Or when one side violated the contract, then the whole contract is voided.
圣经当中是用这个立约的观念帮助我们明白上帝是怎么爱我们的。
So the Bible uses this concept of a covenant to illustrate how God loves us.
好，大家用这个比较来想想看。
So let's use this to think about an example.
婚姻是立约还是合同？
Is marriage a covenant or a contract?
夫妻之间的关系是一种立约的关系呢，还是一种签协议的方式呢？
The relationship between husband and wife, is it a relationship of covenant or a contract?
一旦我们把婚姻的关系，夫妻的关系看作是一种合同呢，就会有这样的表现。
If we treat it as a contract, then there will be that kind of manifestations.
第一种的表现就是说，夫妻这种彼此的爱的关系是有条件的。
Is that first of all, then the love between the husband and wife is conditional.
有些条件是说出来的。
Sometimes we'll spell out those conditions.
有些条件可能没说出来，但是在心里藏着的。
Sometimes it's implicit and we kind of keep it in our hearts.
一旦这些条件、这些期待得不到满足的时候呢
？And when those expectations are not fulfilled,
就会产生问题。
Problems will come.
夫妻之间就开始出现矛盾。
And there will be, arguments or contradictions between the husband and wife.
甚至有些的婚姻在结婚之前他们就开始签合同了。
And sometimes even a marriage we may have a contract even before it was consummated.
叫做婚前协议。
Is a prenup.
就是万一将来有一天离婚的时候。
In case there will be a divorce in the future.
怎么根据这个协议来分财产？
How do we, according to this prenup contract, to divide up the properties?
当我们这样去做对待婚姻的时候
，When we treat a marriage like that,
就是把婚姻当做一种的协议、一种合同来看待了。
We are treating it like a contract.
但婚圣经里面给我们启示的婚姻的概念完全不是这样。
But the concept of marriage revealed in the Bible is not like that at all.
神是设立婚姻的那一位。
God was the one who set up marriage.
神是造婚姻的那位主。
God was the God that created marriage.
当他设立婚姻的时候，他心中所想的，他所设计的，完全不是这样一种合同的方式。
When he set up marriage, it was not like that contract at all.
一个婚姻是怎么开始的？
How did a marriage set was established?
理想的方式是夫妻两个人在上帝的面前立约开始的。
It started with the husband and wife, making a vow in front of God.
是设立这个婚姻的这个约开始的。
It's setting up this covenant as a starting point.
丈夫对妻子说，无论健康疾病、富贵贫穷、好的时候还是坏的时候，我都爱你，对你忠诚。
And the husband would say to the wife, in sickness or in health, in wealth or in poverty, I would continue to love you.
这是一种的承诺。
This is a promise.
这是一种的约定。
This is a covenant.
这是神设立婚姻的他的心意。
This is the heart of the intent of God.
到以弗所书第五章，保罗特别把这个奥秘讲出来。
And then in Ephesians 5, and Paul in particular talk about this mystery.
婚姻最高的目的是彰显基督和教会的关系。
The highest purpose of a marriage is to exemplify the relationship between Christ and the church.
神与人的关系。
The relationship between God and man.
如果我们照着神的这种方式来建造来经营我们的婚姻的话，应该能够体现出一点点神对人的爱的那种约立约之爱的那种的样式。
If we continue to build our marriage as God intended, then we should be able to understand in some degree the relationship between God and man.
即使对方达不到我的期待，
even though the other side did not meet my expectations,
即使对方违背了这个约定，
even though the other side violated the agreement,
即使在这个关系当中我受的只是伤害，没有得到对方的正确的回馈。
Even though I was hurt in the whole process and I didn't receive anything in return,
我依然要持守住我在神面前的这个承诺。
But yet I would continue to keep this promise before God.
这是神与人之间关系的那个彰显。
And that is exemplifying the relationship between God and man.
我跟师母结婚今年是27年。
I've been married to Mrs. He for 27 years.
我们当时结婚的时候我们都不认识主的。
When we were married, we did not know God.
我们也不懂这些道理。
We don't understand these principles.
在婚姻的刚开始的阶段，我们各自都有很多一些的自己的期待。
In the beginning of our marriage, we each have our own expectations.
我们有我们自己的要求，我们的动机，我们的想象。
We have our motivations, our expectations.
因为这些的掺杂，造成很多夫妻之间的冲突和不愉快的事情。
And because of that, there are a lot of arguments and unhappy things.
但感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
当我们越来越多的去了解圣经里面关于婚姻这种立约的观念之后，
When we understand this concept of covenant through the Bible,
当我们越来越深的认识到原来婚姻是一种约圣约的一种的表现的本质的时候，
When we understand that marriage is trying to really illustrate this concept of a holy covenant,
我们从心里知道说这是对的。
We, in the heart, we know that that's correct.
一个幸福的婚姻就应该是这样。
A blessed marriage should be like that.
虽然我们还没有完全达到，但是我们知道这是我们要追求的方向。
We know that even though we have not achieved it, this is the direction that we should be seeking.
因为这种立约的婚姻的方式是唯一能够得到幸福婚姻的唯一的道路。
And because the only way to a blessed marriage is a covenantal marriage.
只有我们在婚姻这个夫妻的关系建立在这样彼此承诺、彼此立约，而且靠着主的恩典持守这个承诺的时候，我们才能够经历到一点点上帝那种爱的滋味。
And only when we each both sides try to hold on to this covenant that we set up through God, that we can understand God's love.
我们真正才能够明白，才能够经历神的爱的那种甜美的滋味。
That would experience God's sweetness, the sweetness of God's love.
这正是神爱我们的方式。
And that's how God loves us.
整本圣经被称为新旧约全书。
The whole Bible has the Old and New Testaments.
这本圣经就是记载着神与人立约的历史。
Is talking about the history of how God has set a covenant with man.
你要数一下整本圣经，我们可以找到至少神与人立约的五次立约。
If you look through the whole Bible, you can find at least five times God has set up a covenant with man.
有人说七次，有人说八次哈，但是我们可以从文字上看到明确的讲，神与人立约至少有这五次。
Some may say seven, some may say eight, but there are clearly five times at least.
神与挪亚立约。
Covenant with Noah,
神与亚伯拉罕立约。
With Abraham,
神借着摩西与整个以色列这个民族在西乃山底下立约。
Through Moses, set up a covenant with the entire Israelite nation on Mount Sinai.
当大卫要为神建圣殿，神不允许的时候，神特地要跟他立约。
When David wants to build the temple, but God wouldn't let him, then also at that time God set up a covenant with David.
当这前面所有的约。在立约的人当中都没有 完全的顺服神，持守他们当做的那一部分的时候，
when all these people didn't really truly follow through with the covenant with God，
神又借着先知向我们承诺，他要与以色列人重立新约。
And through the prophets, God told the Israelite nation that He would set up a new covenant with them.
希伯来书告诉我们说，新约那是更美之约。
The book of Hebrews told us that this new covenant is even more beautiful.
我们都知道挪亚的故事。
We all know about the story of Noah.
大洪水之后。
After the flood.
当挪亚顺从神的这个指示，建方舟，躲避了这场的这个毁灭的灾难之后。
When Noah followed God's command and escaped the flood.
上帝就与挪亚立约。
God set up a covenant with Noah.
与当时在地上的所有的动物立约。
And set up a covenant with all the animals on earth at that time.
把一个立约的记号就是这个彩虹挂在天上。
And that symbol of the covenant of the rainbow was hanging in the sky.
神单方面的承诺挪亚和这个全地的动物全地上的人。
One side of God promised Noah and all the animals.
从今以后神不再用洪水毁灭人类。
From now on, God will never use a flood to destroy mankind.
毁灭地球。
To destroy the earth.
这是上帝对人爱的一种的表达。
This is an expression of love from God.
神没有预先跟挪亚商量这件事情。
God did not prior discuss with this with Noah.
因为神的意念远远高过挪亚的意念。
Because God's ways are higher than Noah's ways.
挪亚能够看到能够知道的是很有限的。
Noah can only understand in a very limited fashion.
当这个全能全知的上帝要祝福这个地上的这个人类的时候，
When the all-powerful and all-knowing God wants to bless all the beings on earth,
他就来决定这个约的内容。
He will decide on the content of the covenant.
那他对挪亚的唯一的要求就是要顺从他。
The only demand from Noah is that to obey him,
相信他，
believe him,
跟随神的旨意去行，
follow his will.
前面借着建方舟的事情呢，挪亚已经通过了这个考验。
Through building the ark, Noah has passed the test.
因此，上帝啊定义要施恩给挪亚和他的后裔。
And that's why God has decided to bless Noah and his descendants.
这是神与亚伯拉罕立约。
And that is how also how God set up a covenant with Abraham.
神的呼召临到亚伯拉罕。
God called Abraham.
告诉他要离开本地本族父家，
to tell him to leave his family, his village,
要往前走，去到神所应许的那块地上去，
to go to that promised land.
所以当亚伯拉罕顺从的时候，
when Abraham obeyed,
照着神的这个指示去行的时候，
following God's revelation,
凭着信心往前走的时候，
through faith walking forward,
上帝就应许亚伯拉罕，
God has promised Abraham,
我要赐福你和你的后裔，
I will bless you and your descendants,
让你在地上成为大国，
so that you will become a great nation on earth,
让你的名成为大名，
that your name will be great,
让你的子孙像天上的星，海边的沙一样的多，
so that your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and sand on the shore.
当以色列人出了埃及，走到西乃山底下的时候，
When the Israelites exited Egypt and went to the Sinai.
神就在西乃山这里与以色列人立约。
God has set up his covenant on Mount Sinai with the Israelites.
是有条件的。
There are conditions.
神明确地把十诫以及后面的律法颁布给以色列人。
God clearly gave the Ten Commandments to the Israelites.
借着摩西把律法传递给神的百姓。
Through Moses, God's laws was revealed to the Israelites.
他们如果遵行神的律法，
If they follow the commandments,
他们就会蒙受上帝的赐福。
They will be blessed by God.
当他们什么时候不顺从，要违背神，不把神当神的时候，
Whenever they disobey God, didn't treat God as God,
神的咒诅就会临到他们。
God's curse would fall upon them.
这是摩西之约。
This is the covenant with Moses.
无论是挪亚和挪亚的后代也好，
It doesn't matter whether it's Noah or Noah's descendants.
无论是亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的后代也好，
or Abraham or Abraham's descendants.
无论是摩西那一代人，还是后面约书亚所带出这些以色列人也好，
or maybe it is Moses Israelites or the Israelites who followed Joshua.
他们领受了神的福气，
they have received God's blessings.
但他们有没有遵照神的命令去顺服而行呢？
Have they obeyed God's commands?
都没有。
They didn't.
最近一段时间我们灵修的经文是士师记。
We've been reading in our morning Bible readings the book of Judges.
就是当这些以色列人在西乃山下领受这些约定之后
is really after the time of Mount Sinai.
就是这些人在他们进入到这个迦南美地之前，摩西再次跟他们重申这个约定之后
is really after when Moses had renewed the covenant with them.
就是当他们的领袖约书亚带他们进到这个迦南美地，带他们征服这块地，又分了这块地之后。
It's really after Joshua led them into Canaan and divided the land among them.
一开始是好好的。
They started out well.
但是慢慢的就会远离神。
But gradually they departed from God.
慢慢的就会不顺从神的旨意去行。
Gradually they disobeyed God.
甚至跟着这个迦南本地的人去拜那些假的神。
And they would follow the Canaanites and worship idols.
所以整个士师记你看七个循环。
You can see seven ages in the book of Judges.
人违背神的旨意。
Man disobeyed God.
落在罪的当中。
And fall into sin.
神就兴起周围的民族来惩治他们。
God would raise up those foreign nations to punish them.
当以色列人落在神的惩治当中的时候。
And when they were in God's punishment.
他们就向神呼求拯救。
They would cry out to God.
神就兴起士师来。
God would raise up a judge.
基甸是一个。
Gideon is one of them.
这个参孙是一个
，Samson，
底波拉是一个
，Deborah，
一个一个的这个士师被兴起
，One judge after another，
救他们脱离仇敌的这个辖制
，So that they would escape the rule of those foreign nations。
之后就是20年的平安
，They would have 20 years，
40年的平安
，or 40 years of peace。
但是过了20年、40年之后，以色列人又重回到这个。堕落的循环当中。
But yet, after 20 or 40 years, they would fall back into the same sins again.
当大卫做王之后
，After David became king,
圣经讲说大卫是合神心意的那个人。
The Bible tells us that David is of God's heart.
他定义要为耶和华建一座殿。
He decided to build a temple for God.
因为在大卫的心目当中，他很清楚的知道。以色列人之所以成为神的选民，是因为神在他们当中的缘故。
He clearly knew that the God was with them, is because that led to them become God's nation.
大卫定义，其他的事情可以不要做，但是这件事情一定要做，就是为神建一个永久的居所，居住在以色列人当中。
He decided that you can skip on other things, but you have to build up this residence for God.
但大卫，神阻止他做这件事情。
But yet God stopped him from doing that.
但是应许他说他的儿子可以完成这件事情。
But God promised that his son will finish it.
所以他的儿子所罗门就建起了这个历史上第一座的圣殿。
So that's why his son Solomon built the first temple.
大卫的后裔都是因着大卫这种的顺从，这种向神的这种的定义，跟随神旨意的这种的状态而蒙恩。
All the descendants of David was blessed because of God, of David's decision to be obedient towards God.
神与大卫立约。
God has set a covenant with David.
应许他的后裔要永永远远地坐在这个王的宝座上。
To promise that his descendants would forever be on the throne.
但当我们看到后来啊，大卫的后裔虽然一个一个都在做王。
But then when we read later on that even though all the descendants they became king one after another,
但其中绝大多数的人都是违背神的旨意去做事的。
But the great big majority was the one who disobeyed God.
这是整个救恩的历史的前半部分。
It is the history, the first half of the salvation of God.
神借着与挪亚立约、亚伯罕立约、以色列摩西立约和这个大卫立约。
God has set a covenant through Noah, through Moses, through David, and Abraham.
这样一次一次的呼唤这些悖逆的、顽梗的、不顺从的这个神的选民来回归于他。
He's always calling on this disobedient people to come back to him.
失败了，神再来一次。
After he failed, one time he'll try again.
失败了，神再来一次。
After he failed, a second time he'll try again.
直到这个最后以色列人被掳回归之后。
And until the Israelites were returned from captivity.
好像神所能够尝试的所有的方法都用到了。
It's like God has tried out all kinds of methods already.
但是神的百姓还是陷在罪的当中，悖逆的罪当中。
But yet God's people seemingly still in that sin of rebellion.
好像所有的方式都用尽了，人也没有真正的改变。
Even though it seemed to try all kinds of methods, but yet there were no changes in mankind.
希望在哪里？
Where is the hope?
人的救赎的出路在哪里？
Where is the exit for man's salvation?
所以中间四百年上帝不讲话。
So there were 400 years that God did not speak.
没有先知，没有人替神来传递信息了。
There were no more prophets to deliver God's message.
也没有人在呼喊这些悖逆的百姓回转。
No one calling for these disobedient people to return.
四百年沉默。
400 years of silence.
之后，神把他自己的儿子耶稣基督差派下来。
And then God sent His own Son.
这就是神与人最终的立约，更美之约就是新约。
And that is the more beautiful covenant, that New Testament covenant.
主耶稣基督在最后晚餐上。
On the Last Supper.
他拿起饼来祝谢了。
He took up the bread and gave thanks.
拨开递给他们，他的门徒说，这是我的身体为你们舍的。
He broke it and said, this is my body.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来。
And after supper, he took up the cup.
说这杯是用我血所立的新约。
This cup is the blood of our new covenant.
是为你们流出来的。
And shed for you.
这里的约就是指着耶利米书里面所应许的那个新约。
This covenant is talking about the covenant described in the book of Jeremiah.
耶稣说这杯是我的血所立的新约。
Jesus was saying that this cup, is the new covenant.
在新约当中，神应许说会把人的心从石心换成肉心。
It's talking about changing people's heart of stone to a heart of new life.
会把神的灵放在人的里面。
It's to put God's spirit inside man.
神的这个律法，这个神的这些旨意，不再是写在外面的石板上面，而是刻在人的心上。
And the commandments are no longer written on some external stone tablets, but written on people's hearts.
刻在石板上的律法，人知道，人可以读到。
Those written on a stone tablet, people can see and read it.
但是没有能力能够行出来。
They don't have the ability to execute them.
但是当人的里面有神的灵之后。
But yet when people receive God's spirit inside.
当神的话是刻在人的心里的时候。
When God's commands are written on people's hearts.
人不仅是有这个能力可以知道神的话。
Not only do we have the ability to know God's words,
而也靠着圣灵加给我们的能力可以行出这些话。
But through the ability given by the Holy Spirit that we can truly work out God's commands.
在新约当中，神应许人说，他要做我们永远的神。
In the New Testament, that God promised to be our eternal God.
我们要做他永远的子民。
We will be His people forever.
所以耶稣在这里讲说，这杯是我的血所立的新约。
So when Jesus said, this is the blood of my new covenant.
注意耶稣没有讲说这杯是我的血与你们所立的新约。
He didn't say, this is my blood, the covenant to set up with you.
因为在新约当中不是神与我们所立的约。
Because it's not really God set up a covenant with us.
而是圣父与圣子之间的立约。
It's really a covenant between the Father and the Son.
道成肉身的耶稣基督
When word become flesh,
成了人的这个耶稣基督
God that become man,
站在人类的地位上
standing upon the perspective of a person or a man,
代表整个的人类与父神立约
to represent the entire humankind to set up the covenant with God.
挪亚之约要求挪亚和挪亚的后裔顺服
The covenant with Noah required Noah and his descendant to obey.
亚伯拉罕之约要求亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的后裔要顺从相信。
The covenant with Abraham required Abraham and his descendant to obey.
每个神与人立约的背后都是要求立约的人要完全的顺服上帝。
Every single covenant so far is to require that person to obey every command.
但世界上除了耶稣基督之外，没有一个人真正能够完全的顺服上帝。
But yet, besides Jesus Christ, there is no man on earth that can truly follow all those commands.
直到耶稣基督来。
Until Jesus Christ comes.
他信靠顺服，以至于死，却死在十字架上。
He obeyed and obeyed to the point of death on the cross.
为了救赎人类。
To save humankind.
为了表现神对人的那样一种的立约之爱。
To reveal the covenant love from God.
耶稣甘心顺从。
That Jesus willingly obeyed.
顺从到不仅是 hurt, 而且是到死的地步。
Not only was he hurt he was actually to a point of death.
以至于在耶稣基督的身上，这新约才是一个真正完整的约。
So that this covenant would be truly complete.
立约的双方都持守住他们当有的那个承诺。
So that both sides can follow on the promise.
人的盼望在哪里？
Where is the hope of mankind?
人的出路在哪里？
Where is the exit?
就是在这新约的里面。
It is in the New Testament.
我们怎么能够进入到父神和子神之间这个约的关系当中呢？
How can we enter into this covenant between the Father and the Son?
只有一种方式。
There is only one way.
你在基督里面呢？
You are in Christ.
你进到基督里面，你就与这个约有份了。
When you enter into the Christ, you are part of the covenant.
你住在这个耶稣基督里面，你就住在与神立约的这种爱的关系里面。
When you live in Christ, then you are in that loving relationship of the covenant.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
我们这一群人
，the group of us，
借着相信
，through belief our faith，
进入到耶稣基督里面。
We enter into Christ.
借着神的保守
，through God's keeping us，
我们可以住在耶稣基督的里面。
We can keep ourselves in Christ，
以至于上帝那种与我们的立约之爱的那种关系
，so that this loving relationship of a covenant，
我们可以经历得到。
We can experience it.
我们当中可能还有一些没有相信耶稣基督的人。
We may still have some among us who have not believed in Jesus Christ.
我希望你们
I hope
也邀请你们
and invite you
快快地进入到耶稣基督的里面
quickly enter into Christ.
借着你们的相信
through your faith and belief
借着你们信心的领受
through your faith of accepting
能够经历神所应许的这样一个丰盛的永远之约的福气。
That you can experience this abundant grace through the covenant.
我们在思考我们教会到底是什么。
We think about what our church is about.
根据今天的经文我们知道我们教会是一群与神立约的人。
That we are a group of people who have a covenant with God.
借着我们跟神的这种约
through our covenant with God.
成为一个在世上分别为圣的一个团体一个教会
that we become a group that is separated from others on earth
同时我们当明白神与人立约的这个本质之后我们也这样的彼此相待
and also after we understand the nature of the covenant that we treat one another just so
除了与神立约之外我们彼此也有一种立约的关系
so that not only do we have a covenant relationship with God we also have a covenant relationship with one another
这是我们下一次要谈的题目。
And that will be our next topic.
因着耶稣基督，我们成为神的子民。
Because of Jesus Christ, we become God's people.
让我们唱一首回应的诗歌啊，
我们成为一家人。